There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. This is so interesting on the seeds that you can eat. Citrus seeds, the white bitter-tasting seeds in lemons, oranges, limes, grapefruits, tangerines, and clementines. Those are little oranges. The children love them. Very sweet. Are beneficial to the body since they contain omega fatty acids for reducing inflammation in the body and salicylic acid, which is aspirin, to reduce aches and pains within the body naturally. Salicylic acid is also essential for keeping the skin clear from acne. Think about that. God knew what he was doing when he gave us the fruits to eat and the seeds in the fruits. Papaya seeds. In tropical areas of the world, many who eat papaya also eat the seeds since they can keep their bodies free from parasite infestations and digestive issues. This is because papaya seeds contain enzymes, papain, and carpane. These essential nutrients are also helpful for reducing inflammation in the digestive system and removing waste buildup so constipation does not occur. Pear seeds. Many of you stray away from eating the pear seeds because they contain cyanide, which is known as a toxin, but it honestly takes very high amounts of that chemical to cause harm to the body. In fact, pear seeds contain more amounts of antioxidants and essential acids than cyanide, which is more reason to eat the seeds from pears. And apple seeds. Just like pears, people don't eat the apple seeds because they've been told they contain cyanide. That's B17. That is what you take when you have cancer to kill the cancer. Avocado seeds. You may believe the seeds from avocados are too large and hard to eat, but you can actually crush them with a meat mallet and grind them in a food processor and eat them. Avocado seeds contain high amounts of fiber, antioxidants, and potassium, which are essential for preventing cardiovascular disease, strokes, heart attacks, bowel cancer, and inflammatory issues. And then you've got passion fruit seeds, some of the most beneficial fruit seeds to eat. They contain potent antioxidants that protect the body against free radical damage, as well as against Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, arthritis, dementia, diabetes. Passion fruit also contains high amounts of magnesium, which helps improve the body's natural sleep cycle. Makes you wonder why they intentionally don't encourage people to eat seeds when there's so many good things in them. Anyway, you can consume the seeds without fear. There's no problem in eating seeds. So there you got it. And I think that is pretty impressive. Did you know that GM now has been found negligent of wrongdoing? Remember the ignition issue in which over 100 people died? Because GM for the last umpteen years has been saying, oh, we see no problem, we see no problem. Well, there was a huge problem, and people continued to die. So now they have been found guilty of criminal wrongdoing. They were given the queen for a day status. That's when you come in, spill your guts, and it won't be held against you if you continue with that same story. But anyway, they've been found guilty on the ignition issue, that it killed people. A lot of people. And they now think that the fine may be as high as $1 billion. I don't know if that's high enough or not. I don't know how much one life is worth. If it was your spouse or child or parent or whatever, I doubt that you would find enough money to justify the death. But GM for years said we see no problem, when they actually did. So now it is known. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stephanie Sledge will be joining us. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Let's talk about Jared Loughner. Whatever happened to him? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. we've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, as Stephanie Sledge does. She's going to be joining us today. Unfortunately, when she was supposed to join us a few weeks ago, she had a horrible car accident and recuperated. We're so grateful. But she was supposed to be on the show the next day, and then I was sick, and so she was not able to be on the show. So I apologize for having had to cancel her a couple of times. But anyway, Stephanie is the creator of the Government Rag Educational Alternative News website. She is the author, independent researcher. She's a freelance writer, investigative journalist, and she graduated from Northwest Missouri State University with a degree in big business and global business, she says, in globalism. While she was attending the university, she began to realize that she was being indoctrinated in many classes toward a globalistic business model, but it helped her to understand, though, the one world global government. And she has been investigating numerous issues since that time. Excellent writer. And thegovernmentrag.com is the website. Thegovernmentrag.com. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
Good morning, Joyce. It's a wonderful pleasure to be back on your show today.
Well, thank you. And I hope you are much, much better after your car accident.
I am. It took me about a week or so to recover, but it was a really bad car accident that I had in southern Missouri, and I was really grateful that my daughter was there for me at the time, and she took care of me all the whole time that I was recovering, and so I'm back on my feet now, and so I'm grateful for that.
Well, excellent. Excellent. You're back working again. Now, you've been covering a number of stories, and I was so pleased that you took up the issue of Jared Loughner right from the very beginning, because that was an interest of yours that I was thrilled to see somebody really wanting to pursue and to follow, because there were so many things that didn't make any sense. And I want to get into this because, you know, I think some people have even forgotten about Jared Loughner. What do you find when you talk to people? Do they still remember the event? Do they question the event? Or are they just kind of like going on down the road to the next bombing that occurs?
I have found that when I talk about Jared Lee Loughner, that a lot of people have forgotten about the shooting that happened in January of 2011 in Tucson, Arizona. And I have to remind a lot of people. So, yes, I mean, over the course of the last, I suppose we'll say it'd be 4 years now, people have forgotten.
Well, let's go back to that time, because some of the things that happened initially, or that the media started reporting, were very conflicting. There were a lot of things that didn't make any sense, just like in the Boston Marathon bombing. What was it that probably intrigued you the most to study this further and to say, wait a minute, something doesn't smell right here?
Right. Well, initially, what caught my attention was following the shooting, I had watched a lot of the mainstream media play out the scenario for us. And immediately, I started realizing that there was, you know, a lot of things about the case that weren't adding up, like, for instance, the photos that were put out of Jared Lee Loughner. There was a lot of facts that were being ignored and suppressed, like the death of the judge that was allegedly killed, and, you know, things like that. So there were lots of numerous storylines that were not adding up. Each, you know, like Fox News, CNN, there was all different witnesses and different stories. And so that caught my attention right away, was just the fact that nothing was adding up whatsoever.
Okay, well, let's talk about those things that weren't adding up, because the story, to me, really got into when it comes to causation, the question was, why did we get so many reports of where she was shot? It seemed that and I'm talking about Gabby Giffords, who was the U.S. representative, and you would think that and not much is seen from her anymore, other than, of course, gun control issues, but U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords from Arizona was shot at the event. Now, let me ask you this. After all the research you've done on this, do you believe that was the U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords that was shot at that time?
Well, I do question that, and I've had lots of people email me and send me messages and ask me that very question. And at this point in time, I don't have any proof that it's not her. However, I do have suspicions that you know, guide me to believe that, you know, maybe it's not her, the original Gabrielle Giffords. And so I do question her alleged survival in the whole event, as far as what the medical establishment performed as far as suspended animation on her. And so, yeah, at this point in time, you know, I don't have any proof that it's not the real Gabrielle Giffords, but I do have many people across America that definitely ask me that over and over.
Well, let's talk about this head injury that she had, because a head injury that is frontal is usually fatal. That is close range, the way this was. Why the difference on it seemed like every day we were getting a different opinion as to who shot where, or where she was shot in the head, from the left to the right to the left, back to the front. It seemed like everything. What do we know about that?
Well, there was a trauma team that performed the surgery on her allegedly after the shooting, and Yeah, that was one of the things right up front that I questioned was the fact that Dr. Peter Rhee, who he is a naval surgeon, he's also a professor at the University of Arizona. I believe he's the chief of trauma as well. And, you know, he was originally the doctor that had, you know, came along right after the shooting and gave us the updates on Gabrielle Giffords. And, yeah, I mean, there were several things about it as far as, like, witnesses. There was another doctor at the scene that claimed that she was shot, I believe, from the back to the front, and then it was changed to the front to the back. And also, Dr. Peter Rhee also gave her 101 chance of survival. And so that was very questionable to me. And, you know, those trauma team surgeons were definitely, they played an important role in allegedly saving Gifford's life.
And do we know, though, where she was actually shot? I mean, after all the attempts to try and set the story, where do we know that she was actually shot, or do we know?
If my memory is correct, I believe that they finally figured out that she was shot from the front right side of the head in point-blank range, allegedly using a 9mm gun with an extended magazine. And so I believe that the final story was that she was shot from the front to the back.
And my question, of course, was how in the world did Jared Loughner get close enough to her to do that with a gun?
Right. Well, they did say, I believe it was ABC, did put on a reenactment of the shooting. And, of course, I was able to obtain a lot of the autopsy reports of the alleged dead people. And the reenactment scene that they put out, mainstream media put out, does not match even what is, you know, in the autopsy reports of the alleged dead people. And so, yeah, I mean, he allegedly showed up at the scene that day at the Safeway out in the parking lot. And according to the mainstream media, he just began shooting at point blank range, you know, at everybody that was there. And Gabrielle Giffords was, you know, supposedly the intended target at the event. And so the storyline played out that Jared Lee Loughner, you know, approached her at the table and shot her point blank range in the head.
And, well, let's just run through some of the other things that don't make any sense about the shooting that you've discovered in the time that you've been researching this. Kind of just run through, give us a list of things that don't make sense.
Well, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. And I recently just put out an article, and the readers can go to thegovernmentrag.com, and at the top they can click on the article. Called How NASA and Navy Aided in Trading American Guns for Technology and Littoral Warships. And I was able to piece together three plots over this event that had to do with the medical establishment, war and ships. And then also I was able to piece together the fact that gun control is a major issue behind this entire event. And but there were a lot of things in this event. There's also, if you go to my bio on thegovernmentrag.com, I have several articles that I've written since the shooting. And one is called So Long, Loughner, A Life Sentence for a Framed Patsy. And in that article, I do cover an extensive amount of my investigation that I've done into this case and a lot of the things that have been totally suppressed and ignored by mainstream outlets and AP press, and they are eyebrow raising, you know, things that the material is. And, you know, like I said, there was many pictures that were put out at the very beginning that did not make sense of Jared Lee Loughner. Some of them he had green eyes, some of them he had brown eyes, blue eyes. And so, you know, I started with that, and then
Okay, when we come back from this break, we'll go over some of these inconsistencies in the story, some of the things that you think are red flags. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley and Stephanie Sledge. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24-7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Attention, listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Minutes after the hour, thank you for joining us, caring about your world. The shooting that occurred in 2011, Jared Loughner with a U.S. representative, just doesn't make sense. How this man got a gun up close to her head and shot her in the right frontal area just doesn't make any sense. And joining us is Stephanie Sledge, who's been following this since that time, since 2011, and she has written much on it at thegovernmentrag.com, thegovernmentrag.com. Let's, in this segment here, if you don't mind, Stephanie, let's talk about other inconsistencies and then also bring up that little girl, Christina Tater Green, that was born on 9/11, that was a real sad story for everyone. But let's talk about some of the inconsistencies.
Well, there were lots of inconsistencies all the way around this case. And, yes, Christina Taylor Green was a 9-year-old girl, allegedly, that was taken to the scene that day by a woman by the name of Susan Hilleman. And her background, she was a social worker, and she was also a neighbor and a grandmother type to Christina Taylor Green. And there were a lot of inconsistencies with her alleged death. Dearly Loftner allegedly shot her that day at the event as well. And she was supposedly born on 9/11/01. So she was born on the same day that the Twin Tower attacks were. And I did go out to Tucson, and I did look into a lot of things about Christina Taylor Green, and some of the inconsistencies with this case also revolved around her, including her funeral. And I had gone to the funeral home, and because the story wasn't straight, and I had also tried to find her where she was buried at, out there in the cemetery, where they said she was allegedly buried, and I couldn't find her out there either. And so anyway, there were inconsistencies with her, and so I did some checking and looking and talking to people, and one of the things that was very inconsistent about the 9/11 girl was the fact that they brought 9/11 literally to Tucson after this event. They had brought the 9/11 remembrance flag to Tucson. There was, Obama had come, and there was a great big memorial there at the University of Arizona. And so 9/11 was literally brought into this event. And so I did, that sparked my interest. So I did, talk to quite a few people, and, you know, those were all inconsistencies as far as the 9/11 girl. And I did some background checks on her mother and father, and also had found out that her mother, who is Roxana Green, she was also named as the sponsor of the USS Gabrielle Giffords ship that the Navy had recently just put out. And I had found out that she had trademarked her daughter's memorial products back in 2007. So that was on 9/11, 2007, so that was 4 years prior to the shooting. And then also, so there's a lot of suspicious things that you know, have revolved around this little 9/11 girl. And because she was born in Maryland, I was not unable to actually obtain any proof of her birth certificate. However, they do have her listed at her death is listed in the death index, but I was never able to actually, you know, get any verification that the little girl was actually born on 9/11. And so those were all inconsistencies as well. And there was many, many other inconsistencies with this case involving, you know, the lady that brought Christina Taylor Green to the scene that day. She was a Cornell University graduate. Like I said, she spent her whole life in social work. And, you know, she has a lot of close ties to many studies involving childhood trauma and disassociation. And so I did write about that a lot in my book, Apple Zebra 11, The Loftner Cover-Up. And I have also written a lot about that on the website as far as, like, articles go. And so there's quite a bit of stuff. I mean, I could go on and on. As far as the case goes, Dearly Loftner's parents, you know, they were never, ever interviewed live. We've never seen any live footage of Dearly Loftner. Just courtroom drawings. And so there's never been one ounce of live footage, any case released.
We got to go to this break. When we come back, I also want to know about the footage of the closed-circuit TV at the mall, because that was a mall, so there must be closed-circuit TV there. We'll be right back with Stephanie Sledge. This is Joyce Riley.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Stephanie Sledge is our guest today. We're talking about the Jared Loughner, the criminal situation that involves him. We'll find out where he is today and what has happened as a result of his killing several people in Tucson, Arizona, allegedly. And I know we keep using that term, but I don't know what's real and what's Memorex in this case. I really don't. And that's what we're trying to find out here with Stephanie. Now, you mentioned Apple Zebra 11, your book. Is that an e-book that people can obtain, Stephanie?
Yes, I have it on lulu.com, and you can obtain the e-version, and you can also obtain a hard copy.
Okay, and why the name Apple Zebra 11?
That was the code name that I titled my book, and the Loughner cover-up, it's called Apple Zebra 11, the Loughner cover-up, and I basically lay out in the entire book all of the information that I had found during the investigation and pretty much all of the inconsistencies and such.
Okay, and back to the issue of closed-circuit TV. at the grocery store. There was a grocery store behind it. There was a drugstore, I believe, behind it. Certainly there was plenty of closed-circuit TV cameras in the area. How much of that was made public, and do we know what happened to that footage?
Well, the FBI had obtained all the footage from those cameras, and also none of it has ever been released. Now, I did file some Freedom of Information Acts over the past year to try to obtain some of that information, but at this point in time, there's been no release of any live footage whatsoever. Even following the shooting, there was no release of any live footage during his trial. Or, I'm sorry, he pled guilty. So during that time that he was in the court system, there was no footage at all released of him or anything that ever happened at that event. It was all based on eyewitness testimony.
What do we know about Jared Loughner? What do we know about the story that is true that you've been able to verify?
So I did do a pretty extensive background on Jared Lee Loughner. And Jared Lee Loughner was really just a young man. They played him out as that he had a lack of mental illness. Like he was mentally ill, but went unnoticed. But from my background checks on Jared Lee Loughner, I was able to obtain, some police background checks and such on Jared Lee Loughner. And he really was just a kid that had a little bit of problems as a teenager. He had been arrested a couple of times, one for drug paraphernalia, and I believe he was also arrested for defacing a sign when he was a teenager. And so there was nothing really in his background check that really was startling. However, he did go through a diversion program through the court system, and he did see a psychologist at that time, and which was unreported following the shooting. It was definitely unreported. But then after the psychologist died, which was a year later that I had found it, that somebody had released it, and I can't remember who at this point in time, but there was an article released that he did see that psychologist who had a top DOD clearance at the time. And so he did go through a diversional program. And but as far as his background, he did not have anything really in his background that would actually raise any suspicions that, he would be a alleged mass murderer in the future. And as far as him today, he did plead guilty, and he was whisked away to Springfield, Missouri at the correctional facility there, he's in the psychiatric ward. And at this point in time, he is being forcibly medicated.
And what, have you ever been down there to visit him or attempted to visit him?
I have not, but I've written Jared Lee Loughner a letter in the past year, and I've gotten no response yet. But I would be very interested in visiting Jared Lee Loughner.
Well, maybe you ought to make the attempt to do that. Can you do that with press credentials to visit somebody in prison? To me, that would be the most obvious thing, is I would want to go visit the alleged perpetrator.
Right, exactly. And I plan to do that. I would really like to do that, go talk to Jared Lee Loughner in person. And one of the most amazing things about this case was the fact that following his guilty plea, originally he was that he was insane. And, of course, he had the same attorney, Judy Clark, as the Boston bomber. And he originally was pleading insane. And then at the very last minute, he pled guilty. And but one of the most interesting things was I was able to obtain all the court documents during his court experience, and I was able to find out that, they were able to legalize forcibly medicating prisoners using what's called the Washington versus Harper Act. And what that is it was basically used on Jared Lee Lasser as a form of torture, and they forcibly medicated him, and they continue to forcibly medicate him today.
And why are they forcibly medicating him? I heard they were going to try to medicate him into sanity to be able to put him through a trial. Has that been determined not to be the issue?
Right. They originally, the judge had ruled that they could forcibly medicate him to determine whether he was, you know, sane enough to go to trial, or I guess forcibly medicate him into sanity to go to trial. And then when he pled guilty, you know, he continued to be housed in the psychiatric ward. And as far as I know, he's still continuing to be forcibly medicated at this point in time. And so that is one of the interesting things that I found through a lot of these events, like the Aurora shooter. A judge approved that, you know, they could use truth serum on him as well, which is basically a form of narcoanalysis, and it was for the trial to evaluate whether he could also, if his mind was valid enough for an insanity plea. And so I find it interesting that a lot of these events that are going on right now, there's some type of, you know, forcibly medicating, you know, or some type of torture with the sentencing that goes on with these events as well.
And let's talk about torture, because, you know, there's got to be reasons behind why they're doing these things, and there has to be an agenda of what they want to accomplish by doing such drastic events that take a lot of planning, a lot of time. I mean, of course, they risk people coming forward and saying, hey, you know, I know what really happened, and there's more to this story. So what do you think are the potential, or some of the potential reasons that they might carry out these events like this?
Well, it does concern me. Forcibly medicating prisoners is, you know, that's very alarming, because, you know, that just brings the mental health industry, you know, and closely ties it to the prisons. And so, as you can see, you know, there's starting to become a big connection between forcibly medicating and the prison system. And so I relate that back to, you know, the re-education or behavioral modification, which is another thing that I found in this case. Was I was able to tie the judicial system, the juvenile justice system that Jared Lee Lasser was involved in when he was a teenager, I was able to tie that to Bernadine Dorn, who is Bill Ayer's wife. She has many connections to the juvenile justice system here in America, and it does involve a lot of re-education. And so, yeah, I mean, our justice system is definitely being changed to include, you know, legal ways to torture people. And, you know, people do debate with me about whether, you know, people should be forcibly medicated, and you know, but my belief system is that our justice system is definitely changing. These events are being used to tie together the mental health industry with the prison systems and behavioral modification, and so that should be quite alarming to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, where are we today? Has he been sentenced? Has he been to trial? I mean, what? Give us the status of his case now. Oh, by the way, first of all, let me open up the phone lines. If there's anyone that has a question regarding Jared Loughner and you'd like to get it into Stephanie, the phone number is 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment regarding the Jared Loughner case. Okay, so his status is, I know he's being medicated into sanity or whatever. He's being medicated, and he's supposed to be at Springfield, Missouri. That's all I know, is he's supposed to be there.
Right.
And what is the status of his case legally?
The status is that he pled guilty, so the case is disclosed, there hasn't been any other court documents that I've been able to locate following that. And so at this point in time, he's sentenced to life in prison, and he's being forcibly medicated, and there looks like no chance of, you know, him ever getting a fair trial or anything like that. So he's just a patsy on and sitting in prison.
Wow. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. If you would like to ask Stephanie a question, 855-995-6923. Let's go to Nancy in Texas. Nancy, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Stephanie Sledge.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Go ahead, please.
The other victim was Judge Roll, a federal judge that was almost never mentioned again, and he was getting ready to do a ruling the next Monday on civil asset forfeiture.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up. And look at, I mean, I didn't even bring it up, and because it has been forgotten that there was a federal judge killed at that event. And
who apparently
was
working with Gabrielle Gifford on stopping civil asset forfeiture.
Right, and he also was known by Sheriff Mack, too. Sheriff Mack knew him. Okay, Stephanie, your response?
Well, I did look into that, and, yeah, there are several cases that Judge John Roll was working on that were questionable as far as, if he ruled against, they would be against agenda that has been taking place in America. And, yes, that was one of the cases that I had dug up and actually went to through the court system and actually got the documents for that and read for myself. And yes, he was involved in a case that involved civil forfeiture. And what it was a Mexican man that was trying to take cash out of the country, and he was stopped at the border and he was detained and the cash was taken away. And basically, in the end, after Judge John Roll died, I believe the prosecutor at that time was Dennis Burke, and the man, they did drop the charges against the man, and he tried to get the money back, but unfortunately, the court took the money. And so that case had a little bit of disinformation when it first came out, but yeah, that was one of the cases that if he would have ruled against the case, then yes, it could have overturned the Forfeiture Act.
I think he was the real target.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
He definitely was a target for many reasons in this case, including immigration and gun control.
Wow.
The way
he's
never been mentioned is so telling.
You're right about that, Nancy. That speaks volumes, the fact that he's not mentioned. Thank you very much for the phone call, Nancy. Good call. Let's go to Robert in Canada. Robert in Canada, you're on with Stephanie Sledge. Go ahead, please.
Well, she stole my thunder. I was going to ask about the judge, too. But so plan B, I'll ask you, have you found that actors were involved or staging companies or whatever that might be associated with other events in the States? Boston bombing, the school shooting in where, you know, it's hard to find out what happened, actually. I forget the name of the in the eastern United States, the school shooting and then the theater shooting and so on. Is there a trail of actors connected to this?
I do believe that there were actors involved in this case, and mostly from the point of view of the witnesses. And so I believe that there were actors that were used as witnesses in this case that went on mainstream media and fed the pipeline of lies over and over again in this case. And so, yes, I do believe that there were actors that were used to accomplish the storyline. And you know, there's all the events, you know, have questionable actors and crisis actors and such. And so, yes, I do have in many articles and also my book, I've listed several of the witnesses that I believe have questionable backgrounds and could possibly be actors in this situation.
All right. Thank you very much, Robert, for the phone call. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Stephanie Sledge.
Thanks, Joyce. I was wondering if Stephanie had any opinion on whether the forced or routine medication of people like Loeffner and some of the other various people of recent years is a kind of legal guarantee that they'll be pickled or incapable of ever contradicting evidence as it comes out that contradicts the apparent official version of these events. That's my question, so thank you very much. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you very much, Mike. The forced medication issue, Stephanie?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I believe that, you know, over the course of the years, that medication has been used forcibly on, you know, many people that could be considered patsies, like Jerry Loeffner, and, you know, backgrounds into the psychiatry services or the mental health industry. And I believe it is a guarantee that, you know, that they will be silenced and,
right.
you know.
Okay, we got to go to this break. We got to go to a three-minute break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. And Maya in New York, you're up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Stephanie Sledge is our guest today. We're talking about Jerry Loeffner. And let's go to Myatt in New York. Myatt in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. A question or comment?
Yes. Good morning. Stephanie, thank you for your work and particularly bringing out the aspect of this forcible drugging with these psychotropics. This also ties into the what's happening to the black political prisoners such as Lamia Abu-Jamal, where he is very, very sick, only 61, and, you know, is having all kinds of medical conditions. So I think we need to tie it in. I have a suggestion. How about coming together with people like Wolfgang Halbig, the others who are researching these, the Boston, alleged Boston bomber, the theater shooting, and starting out with a webinar that hopefully could be free or accessible to most, and then try to follow it up with, in other words, bring together a panel so we can make the connections between the similarities and other aspects of it.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Definitely a good idea. And, yeah, I know there's a lot of researchers that, you know, on different events, whether it be the Boston bombing or the Sandy Hook shooting or the Aurora shooting or the Navy Yard shooting, or the Jerry Loeffner shooting, and on, Oklahoma bombing. And so, yeah, I know there's quite a bit of researchers in separate areas, but, yeah, there's also a connection there together. And I know for myself as a researcher and investigative journalist that I like to, you know, contact many other researchers in this and try to see if there is definite ties, you know. And so very good idea.
Thank you. And
thank
the
you.
Judge also was a proponent of the Second Amendment. He was known to be decent, fair, and progressive. So that's an important aspect, and I'll continue to listen over the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Maya. Very good points. Yes, I think, Stephanie, these things need to be taken to the next level. I think that you're getting together with maybe Tony Carlucci, who did he didn't do that. I'm sorry. The gentleman who did the story on the Boston bomber, what did I say his name? Jochheim. Getting together with these people and saying, let's put these all together and let's review these things and see where we are and see what we might have in combination together that we can make a difference with this. Because everybody having their own little area of information, it may be great and it is effective and it's great for the story, but they need to put it, it needs to be put together so we can get some correlations out of it, some agenda out of it, and see what else is happening. Because this just doesn't make any sense, all these inconsistencies.
Exactly.
Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind? You're on with Stephanie Sledge.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I was really amazed at Stephanie's journalistic investigative abilities and the striking parallels between the appearance of Gerald Loeffner and Jimmy Neutron Holmes and Aurora were one of the things that caught our attention immediately. But the connections between their families, such as Aurora's Robert Holmes, to the LIBOR scandal, not to mention the John M. Rolls connection to Fast and Furious, and the crisis of actor event school there in Arizona State University, they all seem to overlap. And I know how Stephanie must be, like myself, amazed at the interconnectivity of all these semi-unrelated events.
Absolutely. Good points. Good points. We'll deal with that after the break, Stephanie. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break, and I'll let you deal with that, with Chris's comment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. In this next hour, we're going to talk about Josh Duggar. We're going to talk about ISIS. We're going to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about in the next hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.